Shir Hashem, Baruch Shmoy, Basra Miyom Liyom Yeshuasa. Sing to Hashem, bless His name, announce His salvation daily. What do you mean, announce His salvation daily? So Radak says something so beautiful. Radak says, don't be content with mere knowledge of Hashem's salvation. Unless the thrill of the event is recalled and remains fresh, it will be taken for granted. And therefore you have to proclaim it to others, remind one another every day of Hashem's goodness, thereby renewing the joy that was felt when the miracle occurred. You can even take miraculous salvations for granted. Perhaps we do. Perhaps we do. And therefore it's essential to stop, reflect, recall, and reconnect. Maybe that's also a bit of what Shabbos is all about. Sometimes we're moving so fast during the week, it's hard to remember all the chasadim that Hashem's done for us. There are those that say, the long tefillah after Shalom Aleichem, Al kol ha-chesed asher asi say madi. Whether you say it or whether you don't say it, the point is definitely true. That Shabbos is a time to stop and reflect and appreciate what Hashem does for us. Appreciate His involvement in our lives. The sticky situations that He got us out of. The challenges that He helped us navigate. Feeling His involvement. So easy just to take it for granted, so easy to ignore it, unless we proactively make a conscious decision to talk about it, to discuss it, to relate it. Rav Hirsch takes this in a similar yet different angle and says, don't acknowledge Hashem just for the supernatural, openly miraculous interventions. Recognize that seemingly innocuous daily events also have heavenly gifts. This is absolutely part of it too. The idea of stopping, thinking, contemplating, whether it's at the Shabbos meal, whether it's another point during Shabbos. How did I feel Hashem's involvement in my life this week? Where was He? Where was He making me aware of His presence? Shabbos is meant to be Shabbos Hayom Hashem, a day of God consciousness, a day of awareness of Hashem. We stop, we don't engage in malacha because we realize that He runs the world. Because either He does or we do. And when we let go, and the world carries on going, we understand that Hashem is not just the Boira, He's the Manhik. He's not just the Creator, He's the Sustainer. To be able to feel Hashem's guiding hand. We can't see Him, but we can see what He does. To be able to perceive Him in our lives. To feel His protective shield around us. To notice Him. To thank Him. That's what Shabbos is there for. It's not just there to relax and ignore, to hit the snooze button on life. It's there to develop a heightened level of consciousness. Of course, then the ultimate level of consciousness is the Yom Shekula Shabbos. We'll get there eventually. But Shabbos is a day of awareness of Hashem. And as we say these psukim on a Friday night, we realize we're getting into that zone. And it's incumbent upon us to appreciate His involvement in our lives.